Sivos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Sivos Bavli, Daf Samach Damad. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Lamad Chesem and Aleph, on the 12th line, Viveira B'Shem Shmuel. Viveira B'Shem Shmuel, Koisim Gerith Mered ala Arusa, Ve'in Koisim Gerith Mered al Shemerith Yavam. Viveira, quoting Shmuel, said we write in a Gerith Mered against an Arusa, a betrothed girl, but we don't write in a Gerith Mered against a Shemerith Yavam. Vatani Rechia Nida V'Choyla, Arusa v'shemerith yavam koifin la'igereth mered al ksivasa. The Ruchiyah's writer has a question against this. It says that a nida, and a woman who is sick, and arusa or shemerith yavam, we write in igereth mered against the ksiva. Tam kamishna rishona, kan kamishna achreina. The answer is here, the writer is like the original teaching that Yibam is preferred, and here Shmuel is like the mishna achreina, the latter teaching that actually chalitza is preferred, so it's proper to refuse to do Yibam. Rav Yosi Bar Bun answers, you can even say that also the Baisa is like the latter teaching, which is according to a later enactment of Moredes, we write when she refused to do Chalitza or Yibam. Shmuel discussed when she refused to do Yibam but wants to do Chalitza. Based in Shacharihim, she say Amru, Shem Masin, Bar, Arba, Shabosev, Vihishaveris, Ksibasa, Vyotza. A later based in said that we warn her for 4 weeks. If she does not retract, she forfeits her ksuba and leaves. He divorces her. And the Tosefta explicitly says so even for Shem Erev Yavam. Rabbi Chanina, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, b'Rabbi Yosa, ha-yotza, misham, shemra, mishem shemra, ein la blayes, moed, moedes, yeshla. Rabbi Chanina, quoting Shmuel, b'Rabbi Yosi, said that one who is divorced due to ill repute, she does not get blayes, which is remnants of a dowry she brought in, and moedes does get them. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, ha-moedes, ha-yotzes, mishem shemra, ein la lamazonis, la blayes. Simon quoting Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi said that a meredes or one who is divorced due to ill repute, she does not get food and not blayes. Am Rav Yossi, Elaine to Kafin in Sana in Sanas, Tanya Mamoin and Tanya Kaim. Rav Yossi says that these who write in a document before the chuppah, if he will hate her and rebel, or if she will hate him and rebel, there will be a fine of this amount, and monetary stipulation is binding. When we come to the next Mishnah, One who feeds his wife through an intermediary must supply every week at least 2 kavim of wheat or 4 kavim of barley. Rav Yosi says only Rav Yishmol allots twice as much barley because he lived close to Edom and the barley there is bad. And the Gemara says, Ma'u samach le'edom le'dreimah. The Gemara says, what is close to Edom? It means toward the south of Eretz Yisrael.